Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, March 8th. I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: March mentality. Crude tops $70. Tesla runs out of charge. Leading today's news: market mentality. Over the weekend, the Senate passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill that contains $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, $300 a week more in jobless benefits, as well as aid for state and local governments. The measure is expected to pass in the Democratic-held House on Tuesday. It would then be sent to President Biden's desk before a March 14th deadline to renew unemployment aid programs. Quote, "With the Senate's passage, we expect growth momentum to accelerate and forecast global GDP growth will surge to a 7.5% annualized rate in the middle quarters of the year." That's J.P. Morgan in a research note. Quote, "Every $1 trillion of fiscal stimulus adds another $4 to $5 to EPS, implying 6 to 7% upside for the remainder of the year," end quote. Outlook. This time around, investors are getting worried about a sharp acceleration in inflation, with the 10-year Treasury yield rising another 5 basis points overnight to 1.6%. Contrast that with a stock market where bulls were rooting for another big stimulus package during the push and pull negotiations at the end of the Trump administration. In fact, stock futures are pointing to another fall to start the week, particularly in the tech space, where high growth valuations have been underpinned by low rates. Thought bubble. While many are concerned about inflationary effects, the Fed has been vocal that it has no immediate plans to tighten monetary policy. In fact, its main worry doesn't appear to be inflation, but rather the damage done to the labor market by the pandemic. The last time the U.S. had a bad bout of sustained price increases was in the 1970s, when its economy was more insulated from the world. It depended on foreign oil and ended the Bretton Woods system that rendered the dollar a fiat currency. That picture looks much different today. And since the 2008 financial crisis, the U.S. economy has even struggled to achieve its inflation goals. Brent crude tops $70 a barrel. Brent crude oil futures popped above $70 a barrel overnight, while U.S. WTI crude hit its highest level in more than 2 years. This after a key Saudi oil site came under attack by missiles and bomb-laden drones. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed responsibility for the assault on the Ras Tanura export terminal, which is capable of exporting about 6.5 million barrels a day. That's nearly 7% of global demand. While such attacks rarely result in big damages, their frequency has created unease in the Gulf and in oil markets. Quote, "Such acts of sabotage do not only target the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but also the security and stability of energy supplies to the world, and therefore the global economy," said a spokesman for the Saudi Ministry of Energy. Quote, "They affect the security of petroleum exports, freedom of world trade, and maritime traffic," end quote. Last month, the Biden administration said it would remove the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen from the Foreign Terrorist Organization and specially designed global terrorists lists. It also announced the end of U.S. support for offensive operations by its allies in Yemen, which has been devastated by a 6-year civil war in which more than 110,000 people are believed to have died. Outlook. Crude prices have been rising sharply since OPEC and allied producers decided to keep output cuts largely unchanged in April. That accelerated a rally this year that has seen prices surge more than 35%. The OPEC move sparked several analysts to raise their price forecasts, with Goldman Sachs now estimating Brent crude will hit $75 per barrel by Q2 and top $80 a barrel during Q3. Tesla runs out of charge. Besides a broader correction that has weighed on tech stocks in recent weeks, the halo of the electric vehicle sector has been fading. That can be clearly seen with poster EV maker Tesla, whose shares are down nearly another 6% in the pre-market trade to around $560 per share. The company led by Elon Musk has seen its shares fall from an intraday high of $900 at the end of January to a low of $539.40 on Friday, marking a 40% plunge over the course of 6 weeks. What happened? Frothy valuations are having a reckoning. While semiconductor shortages have caused many automakers to temporarily close some lines at their factories, there has also been an onslaught of EV competition from Ford, Volkswagen, and Lucid Air, while others like former Tesla board member Steve Westley have suggested the automaker is, quote, not going to be king of the hill in electric forever, end quote. There have been additional concerns like Musk's Bitcoin purchases, and some big Tesla backers have even cashed out a chunk of their stakes, including famed investor Ron Barron. He still hopes to hold the stock for years, but has also invested in two rivals, GM-owned Cruise and Amazon-backed Rivian. The moves have meanwhile triggered a diversification reassessment of how much exposure investors should have to high-flying shares that offer big potential, but not necessarily big profits, at least in the near term. Take, for example, Cathie Wood's ARK Innovation ETF, in which Tesla shares account for about 10% of the fund. The ETF is off another 4.8% in the pre-market to trade around $111.50 and is down 30% since the end of January. Go deeper. While it's still up for discussion how long all this will last, market cycles have been increasingly moving at a rapid pace in the current trading atmosphere. It took just 16 trading days for the S&P 500 in 2020 to fall from its record into a bear market, and its rebound was the quickest bear to bull market recovery in history. The pace of action is even more pronounced in speculative corners of the market, think GameStop, but it has also manifested itself in Tesla. After a S&P 500 inclusion announcement on November 16th, shares rocketed 120% from $408 to eventually $900, that in the span of 10 weeks. NFT craze. Jack Dorsey is the latest entrepreneur to jump on the non-fungible token bandwagon, listing his first ever tweet for sale. Quote, just setting up my Twitter, end quote, reads the post from March 2006. The highest offer is currently from Sina Estavi, CEO of Bridge Oracle, for $2.5 million. While the buyer will receive a certificate, digitally sealed and verified by Dorsey, the post will remain publicly available on Twitter even after it has been auctioned off. What is an NFT? It's a type of cryptocurrency run on Ethereum blockchain that's used to represent a unique asset and is valued as a collector's item. They are usually art, but can also be a meme, GIFs, songs, videos, or items in video games. NFTs work like other speculative assets, where buyers hope that their value goes up and they can be sold for a profit. Investors, however, caution the market could represent a price bubble. Bigger picture. A video by a digital artist who goes by Beeple recently sold for $6.6 million, and a crypto art rendition of the Nyan Cat meme sold for $590,000. Even musicians like Grimes, 3 Lao, and the Kings of Leon have dabbled in this sector. That's helped NFT marketplace OpenSea grow its monthly sales to 86 million in February, while auction house Christie's just launched its first ever sale of digital art. NFTs seem to be a natural extension of Jack Dorsey's advocacy of cryptocurrencies. He has been displaying hashtag Bitcoin in his Twitter bio for some time, while his digital payments company Square scooped up another 3,318 Bitcoins in late February. It had purchased 4,700 in October 2020. Square's Cash App is also a major venue for retail investors to purchase crypto, while Dorsey has invested in Lightning Labs, a second layer on the Bitcoin network. What else is happening? Microsoft's hack worsens. The White House warns of, quote, active threat. GE is nearing a $30 billion deal to sell plane leasing unit to AerCap. Air Force prepares to test Lockheed Martin's hypersonic missile. Sovereign borrowing expected to hit $12.6 trillion in 2021. Ongoing M&A deals are back in focus as SPAC combos lose luster. Royal Caribbean's newest ship is stuck at port due to COVID-19 cases. Skepticism over one-shot regimen for Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. 4 tech stocks that offer solid yield and dividend growth in an article in Barron's. Turning to today's markets, in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is down about 0.4%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down almost 2%. The stock market in China is down 2.3%. India is up about 0.1%. In Europe, at midday, the FTSE in London is up 0.2%. The CAC in Paris up 0.9%. And the DAX in Frankfurt is up 1.3%. In the U.S., Dow futures are flat. The S&P is down about 0.4%. NASDAQ futures down about 1.2%. Gold is down 0.7%. Crude oil is up about 0.4% to trade around $66 a barrel. Crypto, Bitcoin is down 1.4% to around 50,000. The 10-year Treasury yield is up 5 basis points to 1.6%. In today's economic calendar, we have wholesale inventories, a preliminary reading at 10 a.m., and the investment movement index. I'm sorry, the investor movement index at 12:30 p.m. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.